Welcome to Ramplify, a student-centered, career-focused podcast hosted by the Center for Career Equity, Development, and Success at Suffolk University. This podcast is used to highlight the resources offered in the university's Career Center while amplifying the voices of everyone who contributes to our vibrant community.
Experiential learning is one of the hallmarks of a Suffolk education. During this episode, I will be speaking with two faculty members who lead engaging global seminars, providing both graduates and undergraduates the opportunity to simultaneously travel, learn, and gain new skills.
I would love to thank Professor Miller and Professor Ruffin for meeting with me today to discuss our faculty-led global experiences. Just to get us started, Professor Ruffin, would you mind giving us a little introduction about your role, the kind of classes that you teach here at Suffolk?
Yes, I am the director of the Masters in Public Administration, also the chairperson of the Department of Public Service and Healthcare Administration, that runs, among other things, the MPA and also a master's in healthcare administration. And I have a dual appointment. I am a professor of international business, in which role I lead some of these travel courses, and also I am a professor of public service.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And Professor Miller?
Yes, I'm a professor in the English department, former chair of the department, and I teach courses in American literature, African American literature, fiction writing, and general literature. And the course that I'm talking about today is on Irish and Irish American literature.
Fantastic. Thank you both. So to kind of get us started, I would love to hear from each of you, what made you want to teach global seminars? And how do you believe that they fit into your overall approach to teaching and education?
For me, it has come in a very natural way because I started teaching international business more than 20 years ago, actually, even before I joined Suffolk University. And as part of that international business curriculum, already most business schools offer these kinds of travel courses as a means to introduce students to studying in a different context and to learning about a very different context for business. So as somebody who was in this area, I was offered some of these opportunities, and that's how I got started. I had already been doing a lot of travel for my own research, because my own research has taken mostly place in Latin America, but I also am from Europe, from Spain originally, so I also was very familiar with the European context. And as a result of that, it was a very natural transition to take some of these courses.
And Professor Miller?
When I was an undergraduate at Boston College, I'd never been out of the country before, and I was wandering around the halls one day, and I saw an opportunity to go study abroad in Ireland, and I'd never thought about it. And I spent an entire year there, my junior year in college, and it was a life-transforming experience, probably more than anything else that ever happened to me as a college student. It's probably why I'm a professor, because it really just ignited a love of learning and a love of travel at the same time. So I really wanted to give that opportunity to my students. And I know that a lot of my students can't afford the time or the money to travel abroad for a year. So I decided to offer a very short-term seminar. It's just a week in the middle of a semester, and found that the demand for it is very great. So I'm hoping to ignite that same love of travel and education brought together for my students that changed my own life.
That's really interesting. I would love to hear a bit more about what you all do within your courses, what makes them unique.
I have taken students to many places, to Italy, to Spain, France, to Chile, Peru, Argentina. But the one that I have been leading for many years is the travel seminar to Brazil, which is a country where I have lived and which I know well. And what I try to do with that is provide the kind of transformational experience that Professor Miller just alluded to a couple of minutes ago. And how do I do this? I want to expose the students to experiences that they would not be able to obtain, certainly not by traveling as tourists, and experiences that are going to challenge them and are going to make them rethink maybe a little bit their own careers, their own personal trajectories, but maybe also at their own personal level. So the way I do that is by incorporating a variety of experiences into the travel, as much as we can do in 1 week. And as it turns out, in 1 week in Brazil, you can actually do quite a lot. So we start with more conventional type of visits to companies in the main business hub in São Paulo. But what I think makes the trip perhaps most unique is that we also incorporate the experience of being in the rainforest, being in the natural environment, which matters so much for Brazil and for sustainability, and also on the social side, working with nonprofit organizations in Rio de Janeiro that are involved in improving the lives of the many people who live in the informal settlements or favelas of Rio. This kind of variety of experiences, and experiences that are so radically different from what students have been exposed to in their lives in most cases, I think challenge the students and provide a lot of transformational experiences for the students.
Professor Miller?
When you read a book, I think when you're reading a poem or a novel, short story, sometimes you feel very removed from the world that's being described. You don't feel kind of connected to it, especially if it's in another country. So my seminar gives students the opportunity to both read the work that we're studying and then to see the places where it was produced, to go to Dublin for a week and see the places and objects that might have inspired the writers to write the way they do. So I think it's a unique experience because it deepens any reading experience when you can be in the place where it was written or the place being described. The great theme of Irish literature is exile for many reasons, mostly economic, some political. Irish residents have been drawn away from Ireland, many to Boston. In fact, Boston has the highest percentage of people with Irish heritage of any city in the country. So many of them leave the country, and that's written about in the literature. And then on the other side, Irish American writers tend to write about being nostalgic for Ireland. So there's a kind of push outward in one body of literature and a pull back in the other. And we get to actually mirror that experience by flying across the Atlantic and seeing what that was like, which is also a theme of the literature's migration, is movement. So those things, I think, make a unique course, but also just experiencing Irish culture, which is, you know, if it's not just the place, it's also the people. And much of the literature, I think, comes to life when you meet the people who it's about. James Joyce's famous short story collection is called Dubliners, written almost 100 years ago. But when we're there, we're meeting Dubliners, and then we're able to kind of compare the experiences. So I find it wonderful. And one last thing is that we're able to use in this course the university archives, the Moakley archives, because we read one work that's about the busing crisis of the 1970s in South Boston. And those papers and the Moakley's papers speak very directly to that experience. And we also have within the archives Eugene O'Neill review paper, and we read a play by O'Neill. And so students are able to get into our library in a way that they aren't in many of my other classes.
That's amazing. It sounds like both of your courses are very interdisciplinary, are really engaging students both before they kind of hop on a plane and start traveling, and really providing formative experiences. You both talked about transformative experiences. I studied abroad a lot. I've worked abroad. And so I'm definitely a huge advocate for these international experiences. But I would love to hear from both of you maybe a bit more. You know, I'm on the professional development side, career development side. How do you all think that these kind of global seminars fit into one's kind of identity, evolution, growth as an academic, as a learner, as a future professional? What value do you think students can gain from these kinds of global travel seminars?
I would say that for business professionals, for aspiring business professionals, which are a lot of our students, or professionals in general, because we also have travel seminars for the public administration and healthcare administration side, there are several levels of value. There is one immediate one, which is that you have the opportunity to interact with senior managers from different kinds of organizations, nonprofit, profitable, or for profit, I should say, from different countries, multinational companies, local ones, nonprofits. And these interactions, the way we structure them, are in a very active learning kind of or immersive type of approach, where it's not just simply a visit, but it's a visit that involves usually some type of exchange, some kind of work around some challenge being faced by the organization. So this deep learning provides some very immediate experiences for the students, again, following the idea of immersive learning, that allows them to understand how these organizations operate in a much deeper way than we can do in the classroom. That's on one level. But I think at another level, at a deeper one, maybe or broader one, the experience of going to radically different contexts and cultures from what the students may be used to is also a very important learning experience for the students, even if they are not going to be working in some of these countries, say Singapore or Brazil. What they will find is that they're going to be challenged very much in terms of their own experiences, their own cultural assumptions. And that is going to be extremely enriching, because the fact of the matter is that we live in a very diverse world. Certainly, if they are going to be pursuing their careers in the U.S., they'll find themselves in a very diverse type of context where we have in the U.S. people from so many different cultures and backgrounds, and demands from the part of all kinds of organizations that managerial professionals should be able to leverage this diversity, to understand it, to make the best of it, to be able to draw on the many values that this diversity that we have brings to our work and to our life. And by being exposed to these fairly radical kinds of diversity that they find in these travel courses, even in such a short period of time, just 1 week, many of the students tell us that they come back really changed because they have had experiences that they didn't have before in their lives. Maybe a little bit what Professor Miller mentioned earlier about his study abroad in Ireland. I think in a way it's very similar. It's changing, coming back with a changed vision of realizing that there are so many different ways of looking at the world and that these ways can be very valuable and very enriching. And that once you, I think, accept that, once you make that kind of realization, I think it changes you a lot because it makes you take a very different understanding of the diversity of the people that you work with and that you interact with in the course of your, I think, your professional life, but I think beyond as well in your own personal life also.
Thank you. Professor Miller?
I think Professor Rufin said much of that very eloquently, and I agree with it. I see education as discovery, and I don't see that there's really any end to education. For me, it's what I'm trying to do with my students is to foster a lifelong love of learning, and that for me means endless discovery. I caught the travel bug when I went abroad that year, and it's just grown ever since. I don't think that there's ever any end to exploring the world and discovering, but also discovering your place in it. And I think one of the things that study abroad does is to expand your curiosity about the world. If you stay in the same place all the time, you become, you know, kind of too comfortable with it and not familiar, or too familiar rather, with the habits that you've developed. And by removing yourself from that, you become more curious, your mind expands, and you become more, I think, confident and independent. And those are kind of intangible things. They're not really something you can put on a resume. You try to communicate confidence, I guess, through your professional presentation. But experiencing study abroad, travel abroad, you learn things about yourself. You learn how to deal with a different environment and to not only navigate it, but to thrive within it. And to kind of merge that with education, to think about travel and education as two things that work together, is the kind of takeaway that I hope that students get from a seminar such as this one.
Wonderful. Now, after hearing about both of your very awesome and cool experiences, I'm going to ask a question that I'm sure a lot of our listeners, especially those who are Suffolk students, are wondering. How do they get involved in these opportunities? How do they take these global learning seminars? How do they get connected? When are the opportunities kind of scheduled within the year?
Well, this is absolutely the right time to do that. I think because maybe in the spring term, we have spring break, we have the intercession period in January, and we have a little bit of time sometimes in May before graduation, seems to be the perfect time of the year, the perfect semester to travel. So the end result of that is that, at least in the business school, that's where we offer all the travel seminars, is really in the period between January and May. So that means that at this time of the year, in the early fall, is when registration happens for these courses. So again, it's perfect timing. And the way we do that, we organize several information sessions. We work with the Study Abroad office. They organize several information sessions. And in those information sessions, students can learn about the different courses. We also publicize these courses in the Suffolk website, and you can find information about them. And in fact, we have a part of the website where the students can find not just general information about the course, such as where it goes, what kind of experiences it offers, but also it provides more detailed information about the program fee, the expected cost of the travel, how to register, what are the various steps that they might have to take in order to register for the course. So we actually have a lot of resources available for the students that have an interest in these courses. And I would say finally that in addition to these efforts that we have been conducting for quite a number of years, this year we are in fact are hoping to even do a more deeper engagement with the students here at the business school in order to engage in a conversation with the value of these courses. So the opportunity today to have a conversation with you that we can diffuse to our students, I think is extremely important, because that's exactly the kind of conversation that we want to engage with our students, because many of them, I think we might experience all these years, the struggle that often we face with the kinds of experiences that Professor Miller was alluding to a few minutes ago, is that for many of our students, this is, if I can say, an unknown unknown. They don't have a sense of the kind of transformative opportunity that these travel seminars can happen, and therefore they do not look into this possibility, and therefore precludes their ability to take advantage of this opportunity. And we want to change that. We want to make them aware of what this can bring to their professional and personal trajectories. So we want to engage as much as we can with the students to communicate the kinds of benefits, if you will, that we have been discussing over the past few minutes with you.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Professor Miller?
The Study Abroad Office is instrumental as a resource for students, not only for information about the seminars, but also for scholarship opportunities. And there are some of those that help defray the cost. I mean, it is, you know, it does cost money to travel abroad. And for these courses, there's a course fee, which varies from course to course. But the scholarship opportunities, I think, provide extra incentive for some students who might think, well, I can kind of afford that, but not really. In addition to everything that Professor Rufin says, in the College of Arts and Sciences, we don't have as many yet, and we're hoping to develop more, I think. And the one that I offer to Ireland is one of just a handful, but it was very successful the first time we ran it. We actually had more students apply for the program than we were able to accept. Unfortunate for the couple of students who didn't get to go, but we are offering it again this semester. And I'm hoping that with the demand, such as it is, that other faculty members will develop these courses for CAS with CAS students in mind. Not that they're not open to SBS students. They're, of course, welcome to come as well. But I think some of these opportunities are just kind of there in the minds of faculty, and there's a bit of work to get them off the ground, but it's very much worth it in my mind, because it's just such a fun and unique opportunity. The application deadline is October 15th, so Professor Rufin's right, now is the time to do it. And just yesterday, I held an information session just for my seminar, and I lured students in with a very Irish treats, tea and biscuits, and that brought in over 30 students. There were actually close to 40 students who showed up at this information session, which shows me that there's more interest than we can handle with this one. So I hope that we can continue to develop more of them.
Yes, that's really exciting to hear that there is a demand. Students are interested. I think it's just a matter of getting connected, giving them the information. And so I'm really glad that you all could come here today, talk to me, answer my questions, and also highlight the many, many, many positive aspects of taking part in some of these global experiences. I'm excited to hear about some new offerings that you all may get up to in the next few years, and really appreciate you both taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to me.
Thanks for listening. Check out our website at suffolk.edu/career-center and follow us on social media at suffolk_careers.